But hey, right now we're joined by Kosciuszko Mayor Tim Kyle for Minute with the Mayor. Had an alderman meeting last night, the first one of 2022, and started things off with not too many, but a few unclean property hearings, and then some old business, something that's kind of been in the news and on the docket for a few months now. That's the food tax proposal. Finally got a decision about that last night, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, we did, Brick. Last night, the alderman brought this back to our meeting. Like you said, some of our old business and stuff that we've looked at, done a lot of studies on. And last night, the alderman did pass the 2%. And one thing I need to emphasize, there has been a little bit of confusion. People think this is just on all food. This is not groceries. This is just prepared food, such as the restaurants, stuff like that. This will promote this money will promote tourism, upgrade our parks. One of the main focuses on this is to redo Hugh Ellard Park, for this travel teams, tournaments, all the stuff that brings a lot of money in your community. Had a big travel team, for one weekend, your community could easily take in $100,000. We've had travel teams that's based here that don't even play here just because of our facilities. 15 years ago, we probably had the nicest fields around. But, we've been passed up. Every one of the communities around us that have these super nice fields, this is the way they've done it with the 2% food tax. And it's almost any community around us. Just about every one of them. You go to Flowood or anywhere like that, even too, if you're traveling, every one of these communities in Mississippi are doing this, and this is how they're funding their facilities. And the great thing I've said about this in the past, the studies that we've done, about 46% of every purchase that's done, prepared food in our community is from people outside of Kosciuszko. If you can help get your parks, your other things done, and bring in money into your community, it's just a great win for citizens of Kosciuszko.
Yeah, and so it's not set in stone right now. So what are the next things that has to happen for the food tax and, going forward?
Well, the first step is your alderman voting on unanimous and passing this. Next, this will go to our state legislature. They'll take this up in committee, and they will pass a local private bill, which actually gives you the authority to assess additional 2%. Then, after that, if it passes in the legislature, they do that, it'll come back. We will have to have a referendum vote in Kosciuszko. So still 60% of your citizens have to vote in favor of it.
Yeah, and that's something that the alderman would set the date for the referendum vote. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And I know another thing is that, it's kind of brought up and people are asking about. You get this food tax, you get 100% of that tax money, right?
That's right. And the great thing about this, if you got all these people in your community, just say roughly, we talked about earlier on the money that you could bring in. This kind of figures that we did not include hotels, did not include purchases like people going to Walmart, other things. It was mainly just on some food and fuel and stuff like that, that people are going to have when they're in your community. So, the numbers could be greater than what we've calculated this to be. The other things about that is, with all that money that's coming into community, it just creates a lot of sales tax. Sales tax is what drives your local communities. Your paving, your police, your fire, everything that a city does is driven by that sales tax, which, on regular sales tax, we only get 18 cents out of every dollar. But this 2% that you get 100% of that. So all that additional from that goes into this project.
Yep. And so that's something that, it'll be taken up in the legislative session, no time frame for when that will be, but we'll be sure to keep you up to date on that. Next up, you had a resolution for one Darren Milner to kick off the meeting last night.
Darren had just resigned from the KEP, has taken a job with a new Atala Bank. Darren worked for M&F Bank previous, And so he has done just a phenomenal job, you know, as the KAP executive director, has really brought that organization around, you know, has been so involved with their community on so many different aspects. And so we just had a little resolution for Darren last night, just, you know, just to recognize the accomplishments and the things he's done for our community.
Yep. And after that, you did have some bids on, I believe it was on the surplus property from the police department, the cars.
Yeah, we had two Crown Vics. One was an 06 and one was, I think, 2010. We opened the bids on those last night, had a ton of bids for those two cars. And I think the winning bid for the 06 was $2,500 and $1,500 on the 2010.
And next you had the annual bids, and I believe, did you pass all that, or you just take those under consideration and then pass it at a later date?
Well, the way we do on the annual bids, we accept all the bids. You know, these are stuff that you use throughout the year regardless, you know, gravel, asphalt, piping, just, you know, stuff you use, fertilize, whatever on the baseball fields, anything that the city uses. What we typically do, we accept all those bids, and then at the time of purchase, we will go with whatever the lowest bid is.
Okay. Yep. And next, you had even more bids. Got to do some work out at Northside Park on a score box.
You know, last meeting we took some bids on the some other equipment out there we were going to use. And then this bid for this one is going to be on rebuilding those score boxes.
And let's see, next it was the new chief. Chief Ray was wanting to talk about some maybe some new body cameras for the police department, because I believe the ones that some of the officers have are pretty out of date.
Well, I can't remember the last time we purchased these. I'm guessing it's probably 10, 15 years or longer. I mean, it's been a long time, because I remember when we first got the body cams, and those have not been replaced ever. So they're starting to have a lot of these having issues. Batteries are dying, cameras are breaking. You know, officer be on the call, got his camera on, goes to review his camera, realizes later, well, the battery just died, and the camera is quit. So, you know, the body camera is the best tool that that we have a lot of times, you know, in cases, you know, where, you know, when, if you go to court, especially on anything, it's a great tool that protects not just the officer, but protects the citizen. You know, it's going to make the officer be honest, and it's going to keep the citizen honest. So, you know, it's just a great thing to have. And, you know, with these failing, that's something we don't need. So we accepted a bid last night on those to replace every one of the body cams that we have right now.
And after that, just one more thing. There's a new part-time employee coming to the 911 dispatch. And I think she's done some work for a dispatch before.
Yes, Tammy Beasy. We accepted her as a part-time employee last night. She is a certified dispatcher, so glad to have her back.
Yep. And that was pretty much it for all of the business on the docket there. I know afterwards you talked a little bit about some issues with the dog adoptions and maybe some new rules when it comes to that.
Well, you know, the dog problem we've had with these PAX dogs and other issues with dogs throughout the community, it's just, you know, it's been an ongoing problem. And so we are adopting some new rules. I spoke with some people that were with some of these rescue leagues and stuff. And we have, you know, we take dogs in, we have them at the pound, we'll adopt those dogs back out. And, you know, speaking to them, they had a good idea that, hey, maybe you just got a revolving door. You know, you're not helping your situation, because when you adopt these dogs out, if they're not spayed or neutered, they're right back on the street probably having other pups. Then you just compounding the problem. So what we're doing to kind of address that, you know, if you adopt a dog out of our pound, it's $75 for the adoption. The $75, I think it's $15 for the rabies vaccination, and it's $60 for the spayed or neutered. So if you adopt a dog, that's going to be taken care of by the city. So actually, you're going to get the dog for free, but you're just paying for the vaccination and things. So what we'll do If you come down to the pound, you pick out a dog and say, hey, I want this dog. We will carry the dog to the vet and have the rabies vaccination and the spayed or neutered. And then you can pick up the animal from from the veterinarian. So it's a good way that we can hopefully, not have all these stray dogs out roaming and having puppies everywhere and just compounding the problem.
Yep. And I know one more thing is taking down Christmas lights. That's going to start on Monday. Is that right?
Yeah, next Monday. We're going to take down the lights. So if anybody has got some free time and would like to come and volunteer, we'd love to have you come help. And one of the other things, too, I spoke about last night, this year the lights and the past years, they've been getting more and more, and they're beautiful. It makes our community look so great. I see a lot of people up there every night taking pictures, and I love to see people downtown enjoying the lights and enjoying the community. But if you would like to donate towards that, there's a lot of donations that come in to help that, and we would love you as an individual, a business, or any organization, if you would like to donate towards the Kazi lights, we'd love to have you do that.
That was about it, I think, unless you had anything else you wanted to mention.
I think that's going to wrap it up.
All right. Well, that's Mayor Tim Kyle here for Minute with the Mayor. And, hey, Mayor, we thank you for being on here, and we look forward to hearing more from you here in 2022.
All right. Thanks, Brett.
Have you been putting